As the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Leahy has played a key role in the Senate's consideration of this legislation. The bill is designed to provide a path to citizenship for the nearly 12 million people who are in this country without proper documentation, and it adds security along the Mexican border. Leahy says he's been able to build a bipartisan coalition to support the bill because many senators were willing to compromise on a number of key issues.
People realize nobody's going to get exactly the immigration bill that each individual senator wanted because you're not going to have 100 bills. You're only going to have one. But we're going to have an immigration law that's going to be a lot better than what we have now. Show some reality of 12 million undocumented people in the country.
The bill also includes a new Leahy amendment that restricts the siting of federal security checkpoints far from the Canadian border. Currently, these checkpoints can be located 100 miles from the border. Several years ago, a temporary checkpoint was established just south of White River Junction along I-91. Leahy's amendment limits these checkpoints to within 25 miles of the border.
Having checkpoints 100 miles from the border, 100 miles from the border, you know, that's way down in the southern part of our state. That's excessive, and there's no need for it.
Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders successfully added an amendment to the immigration bill that's aimed at lowering the unemployment rate for young people in Vermont and across the country. Sanders says the plan is needed to offset a provision in the bill that allows businesses to fill vacancies by expanding a foreign guest worker program. Sanders says his plan will allocate $1.5 billion over a two-year period to help create jobs for people under the age of 24.
But to tell me that kids in the United States of America can't be waiters and waitresses and ski instructors and front desk people and parking lot attendants, don't tell me that. Of course they can. And you don't need hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world coming in, competing with young Americans for those jobs.
Sanders says as many as 2,000 young people in Vermont could be employed under his plan. Sanders says he opposes some parts of the overall bill, but he says the inclusion of his amendment makes it more likely that he'll vote for final passage later this week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.